Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is songwriter, pianist, and vocalist, Rebecca Rubion. A native of New Orleans, she was raised in Mobile, Alabama, and is now based in Nashville. In 2012, she launched a successful crowdsourcing campaign, which resulted in her debut EP, Fields, as well as a follow-up EP, Forests. Her original songs have been featured on the TV shows Bones and Pretty Little Liars, and her single, Break, was included on the 2014 album Nashville's Indie Spotlight. Her voice has been compared to Norah Jones, and her fresh brand of indie pop draws on the influences of Carole King and Eva Cassidy. Rebecca Rubion, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. You said in an interview that songs just walk out of you. Explain that, please.
Yeah, well, songs are, to me, like people. They're all created differently. And so some songs just, you struggle and wrestle with them for years. And they're kind of like that, like, evil stepsister person. And then some of them just walk out of you. And they're like a best friend that you've known your whole lifetime. So sometimes if I feel particularly inspired, I can just sit down at the piano and from the moment I play the first chord, the song pretty much writes itself. So it's a really neat experience, and they're rare.
Are most of your songs solo efforts, music and lyrics, I mean, that you write singularly?
They are, mostly, but I have gotten into co-writing a lot lately, and it's amazing. It's like going on blind dates with people. And, you know, sometimes you click and you've got chemistry, and sometimes not so much. But it's always a challenge to be creative and also be really flexible when you are working with someone else. So I do both.
You live in Nashville, which is considered to be the great haven for songwriting in our country now. Mm. It's not New York, it's not LA, but Nashville is this place where all kinds of creative minds go. Is that why you wanted to go to Nashville?
Yes, and I'm from the South, the Deep South, and so Nashville just seemed like the perfect fit. It wasn't too far away from home, and L.A. was really far, New York was really cold, and Nashville just seemed just right for me, and I love that historically it's all about the song. You're right, it's the songs of the people, you know, folk music, country music. And so people really are willing to just sit down and collaborate and find the song. It's all about the song. So I've really loved it.
When you write, do you write at the piano? Do you like to write at the piano, or can you write away from the piano, or is there no set rule for how you write?
There's no formula. I like to be at the piano because I can kind of explore more, and a lot of new ideas are ricocheted from happy mistakes that happen while you're playing, or just a new chord that you didn't think would fit. But I wake up in the middle of the night and record a melody that was happening in between sleep and awake. Or I'll be doing something with friends and I'll escape to a bathroom somewhere, hidden corner, to record a melody that I can't get out of my head. So it kind of comes wherever I am, but I like to sit at the piano.
Well, there's one song that you created that you said came very quickly, and you wrote it in one sitting, and I understand how extraordinary that is. It's a song of, I guess it's a song of unconditional love?
Yes, exactly, and it's that deep friendship where it's complete vulnerability. And I actually, tracking this song, I'm actually crying on the record while I'm singing it. It's just a song that's such a huge chunk of my heart, and it's one of my favorites to perform.
Well, I think that's a cue to ask you to do it right now.
I'd love that.
our guest Rebecca Rubion performing Here Lies My Pulse live, though it's from her EP, Fields.
I've waited all too very long to tell you that these thoughts are on my throat. Thing is, I'm a fool who's crazy mad and I won't abandon what I have afloat. I look around, see Holocaust, and they'll beat on me the highest scars, but I'm so hard of you. Have you?
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.